You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. 7 decades after the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the son of the man who flew the second A-bomb mission is finally getting the chance to tour his father's B-29 boxcar. His visit is part of the National Museum of the United States Air Force's marking of the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II. Colonel Joseph Sweeney isn't sure how he'll feel when he steps aboard his father's B-29 boxcar for the very first time.
I spent years in the Marine Corps, and they said Marines don't cry, but, you know, sometimes our eyes sweat, so maybe my eyes will be sweating when I get there.
Sweeney says his father, General Charles Sweeney, maintained until his death that he'd done the right thing.
People forget, in 1945, this is what was going on. It's easy 50 years or 70 years later to say, oh, it was a terrible thing. But it was a war, and they brought it upon themselves, and we ended it.
He adds that in 1945, his dad was a
25-year-old kid, you know, ordered by the president to do a job, and he did it.
The B-29 boxcar is on display in the World War II gallery at the National Museum of the United States Air Force. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.